Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Hello, good morning. My name is Paul Marshall. I'm the Chief Executive of the Association of Business Schools. And as Neil said, thank you, Neil, I'm the chair for today's conference. Welcome, everybody who's here today. Welcome to everybody that's online. Today is an important day for the Association of Business Schools in many ways, particularly because it marks the launch of the final report of the Innovation Task Force established at this time last year to consider the role that business schools do play, might play, should play in driving forward the UK economy. Hopefully all of you here have a copy of the report. For our online viewers, the report is available to download on the Association of Business Schools website. I encourage you to read it. It's a fantastic report. And on behalf of the ABS, can I thank the members of the task force for the work that they've done, and in particular our co-chairs, Richard Rawlinson and Richard Thorpe, who have been working literally through the day and night to bring together all of the thoughts that actually make it through into this final report. And Richard will be the first speakers this morning. I think they would be the first to admit that the report doesn't contain all of the answers, and it may raise more questions. But actually, that's not a bad thing. The response of the Association of Business Schools to the report is that this is a live and living document. It's something which we believe will grow, that case studies which are highlighted in here will be adapted, will be changed, and we wish to, as I say, make the document live, put it on our website, and as the report moves forward, we ourselves want to take responsibility for actually seeing some of the recommendations in here further shaped, driven forward, and delivered. And actually, that's a good point to mention and highlight the work that Lord Young has been doing, and indeed his report that was published just over a week ago, looking particularly at how we can drive forward the growth of microbusinesses in the economy. And one of the specific responses to our report and to the work of Lord Young's report is that the Association of Business Schools will be working with Lord Young to take forward the development of a small business charter and associated award scheme so we can actually pick up on some of the case studies and recommendations of our report and actually see that transformation starting to happen on the ground. And we're going to hear some more from Lord Young and his report very shortly. The guest list, the speaker list today is so stellar that I could spend the next half an hour going through everybody that's speaking, and it's a waste of my time and yours. We look forward to the fantastic contributions from the Richards, from Lord Young, from our other guests this morning, and then through to this afternoon when we have Lord Heseltine and finally David Willetts. So as I said, that's enough from me. Let's get into the debate. This is a day where we want to actually listen and learn and actually start to take forward some of the work that we've been doing in the last year.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.